Well, I'm glad somebody said that. And actually, that fits neatly into my scheme of things. As you know, the drive towards artificial intelligence, even as we near our own potential extinction, is accelerating, perhaps because of this. And our relationship with our phones has become more and more intimate. So in the last, I don't know about you, but where you were with your phone 10 years ago, but now I don't make a move without it. There's almost nothing I do during the day that doesn't have the codependency of the phone. And I would say we're only 10 years off a merger between us and our phones. And that's one of the things I'm talking about in that song. And I think that I personally want, because unless I'm the first of the species not to pass away, there will be a time when there's no more me. But I spent a lifetime writing these songs and working on how I write them. And what I'd like to do is have my 1,000 songs I've written or so, plus the unreleased stuff, you know, put into an app, which then goes into, say, the iPhone, you know, whatever comes out when I'm going, the iPhone 13 or something. Uh-huh. And so people will have an app that writes Robin Hitchcock songs after I've gone, and they can use a percentage. They can say, I'm going to have like 63% me and 27% Robin Hitchcock, 37%, whatever. I mean, I dare say they'll have Paul Simon apps and all kinds of things. I don't suppose I'm the only person who's thinking of this, but or you can have 100% synthetic me. You know, this is the song that Robin Hitchcock would write if he were alive or if he were an iPhone. And in a way, I will be. We know that computers don't yet have human consciousness, but there are so many facets of human consciousness that they do have. Just as a child is not the parent, but the child is connected to the parent. So even if we produce things that aren't exactly human, they're still kind of from us. And it's quite possible, one of our big problems is that we are very unempathic, or can be, as a species. And this is affecting our ability to survive, because we simply cannot feel enough for each other to act as a collective school and witness the behavior of various governments around the world. And in a way, they've always been like that. The dominant species in mankind is the warrior pig, and we cannot carry on being run by warrior pigs. It just doesn't make sense. It's not a partisan issue. It's an issue of survival. In order for our species to survive, we have to develop into some kind of empathic cell. And I think it's quite possible that the iPhone is part of that. So I can imagine an I world, in, if there is one, any world at all in 50 years' time, where we're all a little bit a little bit Steve Jobs or whatever, you know. And these songs will carry on producing themselves. You know, there'll be Marlon Brandos and Winston Churchills. Maybe instead of on the doors of restrooms, they won't have those silly things of people in skirts and people in trousers. They'll just have Elvis and Marilyn, you know. Whatever it is, maybe there'll only be Elvis and Marilyn's. Maybe the eye thing will just go for the perfect-looking creature. I know it's vanity, but one of the whole points of being an artist is that you're trying to leave something for the future. It's the way one generation can pass something down. You know, I mean, nobody lives 500 years, but we're still quoting Shakespeare. Nobody lives 2,000 years, but we're still quoting the Bible, you know. Okay, all these things can be misquoted, but we desperately need a cultural flow. We live and die, but the culture persists, and as an artist, I'm part of that culture. It doesn't matter. It doesn't even have to be named after me. The important thing is that your ideas survive, not that anyone knows who you are, who had them, you know. Mm-hmm. But, you know, yeah, sure, I'm if you're listening, Apple folks, I'm up for the app.